Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 677. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
I got that the number right this time.
Yeah, 677.
So I was trying to say 677 and getting tongue-tied.
Yeah, plus you get to hit that 6-7 and outrage everyone listening.
I know. You're going to be listening to it in the car, then your kid's going to hear that and just start yelling it out.
I'm back. Now you're muted.
I'm muted. Shouldn't be muted.
Now you're back. Let me just tell you, the recording is mind-blowing. We just talked for 25 minutes without a hiccup.
Mm-hmm.
You start the show, and it just immediately freezes up and then cuts audio.
And it's been doing it for a couple months now, just randomly.
It's just like every time we like get ready to record. But that's what you guys get, the raw truth about what happens. Stupid.
Edited version.
Stupid. But anyways, yeah. It's raining. It's gonna rain all day. I don't know if you've been out. It's cold rain.
No, I have not been out.
So it kind of like pierces you when it hits you. It's just a heavy drizzle is what I would call it. It's not a sprinkle, but it's not flooding out either.
Right.
Got a nice shot at it right out my window, and it's just coming down.
And we only have one day of it. Originally, they were talking about having like starting from Wednesday through Saturday. Today's Sunday as we record.
Yeah.
From Wednesday to Saturday night, early Sunday morning, it was supposed to rain, but we only got like a little bit. Then there was Thursday night or something, and then last night started 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but I think it goes all day today, so everything's going to be mushy.
Mm-hmm. Then we'll go a couple days, no rain. Then we're supposed to get rain on Friday, I think.
Yeah. We haven't had rain in a while. You know, we had the snow flurry freezing rain. But we haven't had proper rain in quite a while.
No.
So I guess it's time.
Yeah, getting ready for spring, and then we'll see how things go. Then all of a sudden, maybe get another cold drought.
Now, this is the first time this has ever happened to me. I spend a lot of time on auction websites, like a lot of time.
Hmm.
Probably 30 minutes a day, every day. And I search for the same kind of things, just see what's out there. And then I go to Goodwill Auctions and I just check on like the typewriters that are available and blah, blah, blah. I must have been super tired one night and got on there, but I was browsing the auctions one day. I think it was Wednesday of this week. I was browsing the auctions and I bid on something. And it said, you have been outbid. But then I looked at the bottom of the page that it takes you to, and it says, you still have one outstanding auction to pay for. And I'm like, well, that's weird because I didn't buy anything.
Yeah.
So I click over, and it shows I bought a typewriter for $9.99. And I have zero recollection of it. It was broken. And it's one of the later models that they made, that Royal made. It really does not have good reviews. It's not really a typewriter I would desire to have. But I want it for $10. And I don't remember ever looking at it. Don't remember seeing it till that moment. Don't remember bidding on it. I don't even remember going to Goodwill Auctions on that day in question. So I can't figure out if I was so delusionally tired after playing games that I laid down and bid on it and just don't remember any of it, or if something just went awry and somehow I purchased this without even realizing that I did anything. So I pay $10 for it. It shows up and the handle is off the side. And I pulled up a 3D image of how it looks on Amazon, zoomed in, saw how it mounts on there, put it on there, screwed it in, cleaned it up. And it's like brand new, never been used. So this whole thing is super strange on my side. No recollection of buying it. It's in great shape. It only cost me $10. It was $9.99. And with shipping, I have less than $20 in it. And it is the most purple typewriter you've ever seen. I brought it out here so I can show it to you. Hold on. It's going to make for good listening.
Right.
It's in a bag. Because these did not come with cases. Look at this thing.
Look how bright and purple that is.
Look how purple it is. The logo there that says Royal Classic, it still has the like peel off thing on it. This over here was taken off, but all the parts were included in the Ziploc bag. They said the keys.
It took it off to fit in a box or something, or
yeah, I think they took it off to ship it. But it said that in the description, it said that the keys were stuck and it didn't function properly. It is perfect, and they've never been used. Like the keys don't have ink on them. Like this typewriter has never been used. And I can't figure anything out about it. I don't know how I bought it, when I bought it, why I bought it. I can't believe that it was in such perfect shape. I can't believe someone else wouldn't give them $10 for it, other than it said it didn't work.
Right.
So I purchased that. I'm going to let you feel the air while I put this back.
When you have better success like at certain times of the night, because I know people used to do it would get on eBay later at night, certain times, or they get up earlier in the morning to bid because most people are sleeping. They have a better chance of like trying to get to win stuff.
Here's what I'll say. Yes and no. If it's not desirable, I have a great time doing it late at night or early in the morning. If it's a desirable piece, it doesn't seem to matter when it ends. Like I had one I really wanted that ended at midnight. And I was like, people aren't going to stay up till midnight. That's 1 o'clock Eastern. You know, the West Coast is an issue, but people aren't staying up till 1 o'clock to bid on this in the East Coast. But then it's like, it doesn't matter. People are on ready for it. They set alarms, they set reminders. So if it's something rare that someone wants, or they'll max bid it, you know, something like that. But yeah, it doesn't seem to matter on high dollar items and on stuff that's cheap. It does make a difference. There is a strategy to it. But this is the first time in all of my years of buying stuff off of auctions and even like websites. I do a lot of late night shopping when I'm like, you know, trying to doze off. It's the first time I've ever purchased anything that I still like to this day of having it here at my house. Don't have any recollection of buying it. It is. When I pull the thing up, I'm like, what is this? And then I click on it and I'm like, I didn't buy that. So I look at the time that it ended, and I mean, it was late. It wasn't crazy late. It was like 11:30 or something like that at night. That's the time I get on there.
Right.
But I have zero recollection of it. I'd never seen it in my mind before that moment. So I don't know. But it's here. It's purple. And it actually is perfect. It's not super desirable, so it's not a big reseller. But it's very purple. Those were made like at the end of the run, like when they quit making them, and they're junk to type on. They don't feel good. It is all metal though.
Yeah.
Besides those end caps, it's all metal body. But it feels horrible to type on, which is crazy to think something made 50 years ago feels so much better than something made 20 years ago.
Yeah. So, this police officer was showing us a little video. There's some guy has like an old 57 or I don't know the year. It's in the 50s metal car. Mm-hmm. And it got rear-ended. And then the other car that hit it was basically destroyed. And then the metal car only had like a small little dent in it. The guy who owned it is like, man, I can fix that. It ain't going to be no problem. But the other car, just the whole front of it was gone.
Yes, because cars used to be all steel and full frames. Mm-hmm. And
now they're all fiberglass. They
don't make them like that anymore because they want you to buy a new one.
Yeah.
Someone I work with slid off the ditch during the ice, slid off into the ditch, and it didn't do any damage to the car, but deployed 5 of the airbags.
Oh no.
Totaled it. No damage. No physical damage to the car, no visible damage to the car. Totaled it. 5 airbags. And it's like a 3 or 4 year old SUV that he bought brand new. It's wild. They make cars to be disposable now.
Right. Now, what the insurance company is going to do is you're going to just take it to the shop, put new airbags in it, and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get a lot of the police cars that will deploy the airbags, and then we'll fix them. Most people say, oh, yeah, deployed airbags. It's totaled. No, they can be fixed. They'll get rerun.
Yeah, it's wild. But that's the world we live in is a disposable world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's made to last long enough.
Yeah.
But I purchased that typewriter this week, I guess. I'm trying to think if I got any. I found, you know how Lego does the books?
Yeah.
Like the minifigure books, they typically come with a minifigure.
Yeah, I have some of those. I'm trying to get all the Star Wars ones.
I don't usually mess with them because, like you said earlier, like you get one, you kind of want them all, and so I don't typically mess with them. But I did go to a Home Goods or a Ross or whatever it was, and they had the Disney Princess books. I've been getting into the Friend sets lately. They had the book that came with Moana. It was $5, and it had the minifig with it.
Oh yeah, that's a gift.
You can't buy a minifigure for $5. I mean, you can. That's what they cost. They're $5 if you buy like a series. So obviously, I don't want the book, but obviously, I wanted the Moana, so I scooped that up. It is the Friend style. They have a name for those minifigures, but they're like the play minifigures or something. They have a name for those. And I did buy another Friend set that was the grocery store because it comes with a lady that's missing her hand.
Okay.
And I like the adaptive ones. They did the minifigure series that had a bunch of stuff like that, and I wish I'd gotten more of them. But I think the kid with the telescope is missing an arm in that set. But yeah, so she's missing her hand. I wanted that minifig.
Oh, right now I'm on Facebook Marketplace. Not bidding, but trying to talk to this lady. She's got a bunch of the older sets, and she's selling each set for $40 a piece, and she's got like 9. And you can get all 12 figures for $40. I'm like, well, damn, that's a deal.
That's a super good deal. So I stopped by the Music City Brick in Nashville to get the 2 minifigures that I don't have.
Oh, from that Series 23?
Yep. So just a store, I get it, takes trade-ins, everything like that. $40 to buy them both from them, plus tax. I just can't. I mean, I could buy them for $25 together off eBay.
You can buy a whole box and just set, and then maybe get.
Correct.
If we can find them. I've yet to find. I went to the Dollar General markets to see if they even have them on my side of town.
Yeah, I've been checking too, and I can't seem to find any more. Yeah, if you could buy. That's the problem, is you could buy. You could buy a case of them and try to get the 2 I need. It makes way more sense than buying just 2. Mm-hmm. So I just couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it. They're right in front of me and I couldn't bring myself to do it. So I still need those 2, but yeah, any minifigure that's $5 or less to me is an automatic buy.
Yeah. So I'm trying to work with this lady right now. She wants like $260 for everything.
What does she have?
Series like 19, 20, 21, 24, 25. He's got a couple of the stuff I've already have. Like I have like 1 or 2 of them already in there, but I'm like, well, I'll just get, you know, just trade those out with you or Howard.
Yeah.
Then anybody else. Then all the others, I'll just keep them. And if there's any extras, I'll just try to sell some of the extras here and there.
So the nice thing about the 3 of us, and he's cooled a little bit on the Lego. He hasn't been buying as much, but is like, I know that even if I get 2 of something, it's okay as long as you don't have it yet. So when I was opening those Series 23, it's like it wasn't as big of a risk because he told me that he would buy whatever you didn't want and vice versa. So I was like, unless I get 3 of something, I'm not in trouble.
Right.
It's only on that 4th one that I'm in a real trouble, which had happened with the dragon and the boat captain. I think I have a spare of both of those.
I ordered the boat captain. I think I paid more than.
Oh, I did too. Yeah, I bought the boat captain off eBay because I wanted him so bad. He already had, or he didn't have the boat captain, but I got 2 of them. And so, because you have to violate those packages in order to fill what they are in the store.
Mm-hmm.
The ones without the QR code, you have to fill them up, and those packages are loud. So just think about taking a tiny chip bag if you've never opened one. And just right. Crinkling it up as loud as possible in an aisle that is full of kids' toys. And that's what you have to do. So that's all I bought. I bought a mystery typewriter that ended up being purple and perfect. And then I bought the Lego Friends grocery store, I think it is. And I think that's it.
Told you before the show, I finally got my Santa Claus Lego set, the big minifigure.
Yeah, the
And I,
oversized Santa.
yeah, and he's got it cut right down the middle of the box. Indentured, you can clearly see it. I message Lego, and we're just waiting for him to respond back about it. And I can tell it's not from me because the way they package, they put some brown paper on top of it. Then I know, not to do that. So I cut it specifically a certain way. It's a knot. I do the sides first, I lift the box up, and then I slide the top of it. And then I kind of like pull it up, pop it open. So I know it wasn't from me.
Yeah, I'm very careful. I use one of those ceramic blades that barely comes out, and I cut it like an angle to make sure I don't get down into the box at all. I'm very particular about that with everything. Amazon's the worst. Amazon will package something like touching the top. So you have to be really careful if you're trying to preserve the box. I've had a ton of the fun hole sets that are like you said, though, where they're cut when you get them. And I know that's from when they're shipping a case to Amazon and whoever's at the warehouse cuts it open and cuts through the top one. And I seem to always get that one. But it's okay. I put mine together. I don't sweat that too much. I will tell you, breaking down the boxes flat has also been a complete game changer for me. Like completely. I've got a whole system. I've got this perfect knife that I use that I run in like the to open the ends, and then I put my hand in there and pop the sides open. It doesn't tear anything up. You could glue this box back together from both sides, absolutely perfect. I just lay it flat, put the instruction booklet with it, and then lay the next box on, put the instruction booklet with it, and just work my way up like that. Every set that I own, and I own a lot, not like you, but I own a lot, and I have almost all mine put together. All of those fit in one tote. Just a complete game changer. I had boxes everywhere.
Yeah, I had like four totes of boxes of stuff, just that you buy, like just a random. And then we have it displayed out. And I had them all like together, all the package inside. And I was like, man, this is wasting. Open them all up, flatten them down, down to three or four totes, all down to like one.
Yeah, it's a breaking those boxes down, which was hard. The first few I did, I was very uncomfortable. But it is a game changer.
So I do keep all the inserts, now the bags I throw away, the plastic bags, the see-through bags I
I
throw.
did not throw the bags away before, but I did when I went through. And I also purged all my extra pieces into one of the bins now.
Yeah, so I have all my extra pieces, but all my extra pieces are separated by color. So I have the extra white, black, red, blue. If they're minifigure extra piece, like a hat or a hair, they're in another little section.
Yeah, see, mine are not sorted. Right now, I'm putting them all in just the oversized four block. But I have one of the oversized six blocks too. My plan is to, once I get all my sets broken down, which I think I just did the last ones a couple days ago, to where they're all broken down. Now I want to go through them and I'm going to sort them into Ziploc baggies and then put the baggies into the cubes with the different stuff. I don't know if I'm going to go as far as color, but I do plan to take like printed bricks, minifigures, like unique bricks. Just the different stuff like that to make it easy to find minifigure accessories.
So I got a whole bunch of the little cases that have separators in it, so I can
Yeah.
do some of the stuff like that.
It's crazy. There's a lot. And then of course the friend sets are like the same pieces, but maybe like different colors that you don't get in Lego a lot.
Yeah, those
And so I
rare
got a lot of,
colors are.
yeah, I got a lot of one-offs that if I separate them by color, I feel like it's going to take a lot of space. And I don't know how often I'll need to go through there and get anything. So I think my plan is to keep it pretty simple and just pull anything that's printed or I know is rare, or like if it's something that I think I might want. So the extra flower pieces, I want to keep all those out because if I decide to jazz up a fun hole set, that's what I'm going to turn to first. Stuff like that. But it's really refreshing to break those boxes down and see how little space they take up once you do them flat. First few are painful, but once you get in that rhythm and then you see how much room you saved, you're like, this is all right.
Right.
Because the tops of my closets, you have that like wire shelf up there. In like three closets, I had boxes of just Lego sets I put together. They still had the instructions in it, they still had the plastic bags in it, and they still had their spare pieces in there.
Yeah, I even used to try to do the put a box inside of a box inside of a box inside of a
Yeah.
box, and
Yeah, it was really nice to go through and do that, and it just made me feel like I could get more sets now because they're not taking up as much room. And it also made me feel like all the sets I have that I haven't put together, I need to get on it because I need to go ahead and break those boxes down.
You also need to go through your garage and attic and get rid of some of the stuff that or double
I need to
think
get
if
rid
you
of
want to get rid of your Turtles or your Hot Wheels or Matchbox cars and
I need to get rid of so much stuff. I just don't see me doing it.
right.
We've talked about it at length, but like if I needed the money, I would sell it all today. Because I'm lucky enough to not be in that situation. It's like I don't have any desire to get rid of the things that I love or the stuff from my childhood because I'm not going to get it again. The downside is like I'm not doing anything with that stuff.
Yeah. They're not on display. They're not going to be on display.
No, and it's just, it doesn't hold the value to me anymore until I go get it. So it's like when I get it down to get rid of it, then I get like sentimental. But until I see it again, I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I should get rid of that stuff and replace it with stuff that I am more into now. But part of what was so disturbing about this typewriter that mystery showed up is I had just decided that I wasn't going to buy any more typewriters until I sell some because I have enough now that I can start up a little store on Etsy. And I felt like I was in a pretty good place to do that. And so like I haven't bought anything in, 2 weeks because I'm like, I'm not gonna buy anything. I'm good to go. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, got me one. But I wasn't gonna buy any more myself. And then this one like mystery shows up, and then I'm like, damn, that's one more. So they're taking up a lot of room. A lot of them come in cases and I've got them stacked everywhere. So I've got to get my little photo shoot area set up and start taking pictures of those and get those listed. And, if they sell, great. I may go ahead and get another one. And if they don't sell, I plan on just kind of holding off unless it's something I want for my personal collection. I've got enough at a cheap price that I feel like I can sell them.
What did you play this week?
We played some Rocket League. I thought we played pretty well at Rocket League. We were working on, they had a Golentine's event. So it's a Valentine's themed Rocket League event. Fresh off the heels of the South Park event that they did. And so we just been grinding to get all the event stuff.
Did you guys play mini golf that one night that me
Yep.
and Patman didn't?
So we got on, we played golf. I think that was the only night we played golf. I played very well that night. He played pretty decent. Just typical though. He makes one mistake. He's like 2 strokes behind me. He makes one mistake and then he'll hit the limit. He'll hit the stroke limit just because he's frustrated. When all he's got to do is keep playing and he'll probably catch right back up to me. But that's how he does it. He stays in full meltdown mode. It's different to me. My meltdown is usually from a shot I think I can hit, and I just keep hitting the same. Like I'll hit it in the water every time
Yeah.
because I am just sure that I can hit that shot. His comes from frustration where he felt like he hit it right and it didn't do what he thought, and so he just smacks the rest of them in the water because he's pissed. So it's a different kind of meltdown. But it was fun. I love golf. I love getting back into it. We had taken a little time. That's probably the longest we had gone without playing it since we started playing it again.
Right. And then he sent the message out like 10 minutes, 10, 20 minutes right before you guys got on. So I was already pre-gamed to go to bed early because I've been having to go to work in at work at 6 instead of 7.
We didn't have a plan to play. We jumped on and we kind of decided in the moment to play, and he sent the message out right then. I didn't know that anyone else. It's more fun when everybody gets on, but it is a little harder. VR is something that a lot of times you kind of want to think about, like, hey, I'm going to play VR tonight. But I'm kind of down to jump in anytime, and so is he. So it just ended up to where we kind of jumped on last second.
I know him and Patman been doing the racing. Have you just jumped in on the racing thing yet with the wheel?
No, I played a little NASCAR briefly with it. I'm not gonna ever do what they're doing. The iRacing is not for me. There's too much pressure. I don't need that much pressure. All it's gonna do is stress me out. So I don't see me jumping into that. It is if you take something that you really enjoy and then ramp it up on the stress side, I mean, that's what it is. It's super stressful, and I just don't think I need that in my life. But I am interested in it. I mean, I could see me getting on there and watching them play. I could see me doing that. If they upload clips.
And then you can talk shit to them when they're playing, racing each other.
Yeah, I don't think they race each other because iRacing doesn't really work that way. If you're doing like the rank stuff, you can't get in with somebody else.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because they always say, "Hey, I tried this course. Here's what I did."
Yeah, so yeah, getting in with each other, I think, is actually fairly hard. So I haven't, but I would love to get in and watch each of them race a little bit and just, it seems like a really good time.
With me, I didn't buy anything this week. Play wise, I did, my Fall 76. They had an event, which I enjoyed the event. They have not doing any events right now, so I'm not as playing as much. I did finish the Last of Us season one, got the platinum on it. I jumped in and reload load up the Last of Us Remastered because I still have a couple more trophies to try to maybe get on that one, and I saw I needed the multiplayer trophy. I was like, "Is the multiplayer even playing?" I jumped into multiplayer, and let me tell you, them dudes are fucking amazing at it. I played on one team, and the two, it's a team of four. I got killed pretty quick. The other guy got killed right after I did, not even like 5 seconds after. And the other two guys on there were so high level, like they had the little. I don't know if you remember, but the way they did the little things had little notches, like of kills and number, like weird things. They were so like crazy. They were hiding there, knew exactly where to go and hide and where people would move around. They crouched and they were walking so slowly you couldn't even see them. I did two matches of those just to see, because we won the first one, so I got the points for that one. Then we lost the second one because I didn't team up with one of the guys that we had basically got us all killed. But I'm not going to play. I'm not going to try to get a platinum on it because that just too much time consuming on that one.
Yeah,
Because I have
that's
to
the
go
problem
back
with
and
some of
play
those. It,
all the levels.
yeah, some of it's almost not worth it.
But then you have to do the multiplayer, and I'm not trying to jump into multiplayer. I'm too not good at that with in that game. Then I've started up the Ace Combat. It was free at Ace Combat 7. I already beat the game. So I jumped in and played a couple missions on it just to see if I really wanted to continue through. Not going to do it, but I did see the when we get to the news, there's a game coming on the PlayStation that I will be playing once that releases. So I'll be playing that one for as my game.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into some news then. Now, I want to show you this. It's not gaming, but I saw this, and we used to talk about stuff like this a long time. But when you see the screen.
Oh, it's up now.
Okay, so Kia is doing their own little version of the minibus, the little camper van. It's going to be coming out. The PV5 little concept.
Is it coming out in the US though? Because the problem is they always do these cool cars and they never come out here.
It they won't or they haven't confirmed if they're going to sell it or not. It's right here.
It's what they always do, bastards. It looks like it's got a bunch of like pull out drawers and flip out things to make it where you can like use it as a camper, and it looks like it's all like a CNC wood. So it definitely feels like it's in a concept stage.
So I saw
Looks like,
that one, and then they were talking about that. I guess Tesla is also thinking about doing it. And then Tesla's announced this weird Model Z coming SUV.
yeah, I haven't seen that before. Is that confirmed from them?
That's confirmed from them on
It
multiple
looks like
websites.
the Cybertruck front and then like our standard SUV back.
Yeah. My cousin works for a car dealership, and they have it's looks similar to this. The way that it is, but the cover, how they do they drive around with it's covered
Oh,
over it.
yeah.
Yeah, he took a picture of that and he's like, Tesla's got a new vehicle in Pennsylvania. But he said he's not allowed to get pictures of it and send it out there because he can get in trouble and lose some licensing with his dealership.
They're just too expensive. I mean, all new cars are. I just can't see myself dropping. I love that van, though. Volkswagen's already discontinuing the Volt, so the VW van that I love is going away already.
So if you wanted one, it's not even worth getting it now. The parts are going to be hard to come by in 5 years. All right, so I'm going to go like a little reverse order a little bit. We're going to talk about Sony first, then, but is Sony mixed with others? This Sony did their State of Play. They had a early February State of Play. They announced all these games. A lot of these games are going to be a multi-platform. So I'm going with this the way the news is first. I'm going to go over a bunch of the stuff real quick. And if you tell me if you wanted to go dive into more of any of the stuff on there, if it means anything to you. They had announced two God of Wars, Sons of Sparta. It's a 2D action game. It is out now. They did announce a God of War trilogy remake is in early development. They showed this John Wick game from Saber, and it actually looked pretty cool, but it looked like a Hitman style game.
Mm-hmm.
Marathon is getting open preview the weekend of the February 26th. Castlevania is coming out with a game called Belmont's Curse from Evil Empire and Motion Twin. There was a Kena Bridge of Spirits sequel announced.
I don't have anything. I've always wanted to play Kena, but I never have. But the second one looks awesome, too. I feel like that's a game where I should go back and play the first one.
Right.
It's one of the few things from this that I thought looked pretty cool, though.
Ghost of Yotai Legends is a new co-op DLC coming next month. And Saurus has a new gameplay reveal. There was Rayman is getting a remake, and it's already out. 007 First Light is still on track to come out in May. Death Stranding 2 is coming to PC. Legacy of Kain is back with a retro platformer. The Legacy of Kain Defiance Remastered is in development. Metal Gear Solid 4 is finally leaving the PlayStation 3 and coming out to PlayStation 5. So they're going to redo that a little bit. Reincarnation is gets a 2026 August release. The Pragmata release date has been announced for April 24th. There's a gameplay demo out now. Resident Evil 9 gets a gameplay trailer. Its main focus is on Leon and Raccoon City. See, the X-Men are joining the Marvel token of Fighting Souls roster. Let's see, there's a Marvel Spider-Man 2 is coming to PlayStation Plus. Silent Hill Townfall coming. Star Wars Galactic Racer. There's more gameplay trailer shown. There's a new RPG called Project Windless. It's from Krafton. It looks like a Dynasty Warriors. Dead or Alive 6 Last Round has been announced for this year. And Dead or Alive, there's a new installment coming for PlayStation 5.
Yeah, the Big Walk looks fun, too, that's coming to PSN, the monthly games. I think that's something we could all play together. But, it was a ton of news, but not a ton that hit for me specifically.
Right. Same here.
A lot of people are jazzed up about it. And, you know, it's a lot of stuff people have been waiting a long time for. So I get that. But for me, personally, not a lot hit.
All right, a game that we haven't played in a long time, No Man's Sky, they are doing this Remnant update. This introduces gravity gun, so you can have these big trucks and you can pick up supplies, throw them on the back of the truck, and drive to an outpost and pick up resources with it. You can multiplayer it. It looks pretty cool on the trailer when they show it. But especially with the gravity gun, because you can grab it and just do all kinds of stuff and pick up tires and throw it at animals.
It's the same problem every time when they show this game off. I want to play it. I think about playing it. Then I think about having to start all the way over and I talk myself out of it. It looks so good now. It already was. I mean, we played the game back when it was first came out and really empty. And I thought it was awesome then. And then we revisited it when the VR hit And it was awesome then. And it's like, I have no doubt that it's incredible.
Got
It's
back
just,
into
do
it,
I?
and if you guys didn't are new to the thing, I got into it a while ago, and I basically went to space and didn't realize I had a black hole, and it took me like 229,000 light years away from where my house was, and I didn't have portals, so I couldn't do anything with it.
So you just have to be where you are.
Yeah.
The truck stuff looks really cool. The gravity cannon thing looks really cool. That truck with the spider legs was disturbing.
Yeah, and as you see the wooden trucks riding around, stuff's falling out of the back of the truck.
It looks definitely like something that I would like to play, but it's always the same thing with me where I'm like scared of the commitment that I have to make to play this game.
All right, next there's a thing is called Directive 8020. It's from the creators of Until Dawn. It's one of those games that you and Marshall 205 been playing.
Yeah.
What do they call the
The Dark Pictures
their Dark Pictures?
Anthology.
Yeah. So this is a new one coming with them. They have an actors and actresses in it that people would recognize when they see the trailer. But now this one's more of a space theme. Is this something you guys will probably jump into?
We play them all, so I feel confident we will. We have played all of them together, so
Even to
and
switch
finished
back
all of them.
VR.
Switchback VR is a shooter
Okay.
for the original PSVR. I have it, but never played it. But we've played all of those. So if you scroll back, that's the order they came out in. Man of Medan, Little Hope, House of Ashes, and then The Devil in Me, which I like to lovingly refer as the devil inside me. And then the Directive 8020. Now, I will tell you what's interesting is I don't know if this is final art, but this is the only one when you look at the cover that actually doesn't say the Dark Pictures Anthology. And I thought that that was interesting because the others all are marked as the Dark Pictures Anthology.
Yeah, even Switchback says Dark Pictures on it.
Yeah, Dark Pictures Switchback VR, and then everything else is the Dark Pictures. So I don't know if that one's gonna be.
On the videos, they always say on here, it says a Dark Pictures game, a Dark Pictures game.
Yeah, so they must not be part of like the anthology, this one. But yeah, we'll play it. There's no doubt that we'll play it. Those games are so good to play in a perfect world, because in most cases they're set up for two people to play, and you start as one character, and that influences the rest of the game, depending on the character you start with. In a perfect world, I would like play that game and then have someone else ready to play that game, and I would switch characters.
Right.
So like in a perfect world, like you and Patman would play together, me and Howard would play together, and then we would immediately would swap. And whoever played the opposite character on y'all's would then join me, and we would switch characters and do it the other way through.
Now
So
this
everybody
game,
had played it from the other side already, but it would
right.
be completely new. So you could get double the gameplay out of it.
Now this game comes out May 12th, 2026 for PlayStation 5, Xbox, and Steam. All right, so this was I thought was pretty cool. This Ghost in the Shell director, Mamoru Oshii, has played 10,000 hours of Fallout 4, and he's refusing to do the main quest, build settlements, or travel with anyone but dog meat. He said he rather I'm much rather be eaten by Deathclaws.
I mean, you got it. That's what makes that game so good. That's what makes that universe so good, is that you can play it however you want. He's just out there living in that world.
Yeah.
Like, he's not pushing anything forward. He's not doing, he's just living. Just existing in Fallout 4 is what he's doing. I mean, he's playing it kind of like a survival game, but he's doing it in the hardest way possible.
Yeah, no
It's very,
factions, no
very interesting.
glitches.
I assume since it clearly says he's doing not doing the main story, that he is doing the side stuff.
Yeah, he said in here that he did kill a character called Kellogg, who's part of the main story. That's pretty much all he's done.
Yeah. That's fun. I like that. I like people doing their thing.
Right, so I saw this. That was interesting. Gulli, G-U-L-I kit, has a tiny USB dongle that you can connect your PlayStation 5 controller to your Nintendo Switch 2 to be able to play, use your controller. Why would you want to do that when you can go buy a Pro Style controller from the Nintendo Switch? But if you don't have the money to do it, you have a PlayStation 5, I guess this, you can just buy this dongle.
How much is the dongle?
$20.
It's not
bad. Sorry, I'm sorry. The 8-bit Duo's version is $20. $16.99.
The price is not bad.
Buy it on Amazon for $16.99. Right. I saw this one as well. There's a Anbernic is a handheld company, and they make a bunch of handhelds, and they're doing this RG Vita. It basically looks like a PlayStation Vita, and they've turned it into one of theirs where you can play a bunch of different games.
The problem with the Vita is that so many of the games were in the Vita store. Mm-hmm. Some of them were never physical. That, yeah, you can, it'd be cool to have this and play a lot of the games that were put out physical, but a lot of the games that made that so special are in that store that closed down. And my understanding is there's some weird, like, back end, people are running the store on the back end somehow. And, you know, I don't know anything about all that. So, but that's the one let down, is you aren't going to have access to a lot of the things that made the Vita so special.
Right. And looking through their website, they have a bunch of the stuff that
they make all kinds of crap. I've never seen them, so I don't know how good they are, but they make all kinds of crap.
Controllers, handheld game consoles, power banks. All right, next one. This modder, he turned Red Dead Redemption 2 into a Pokemon game. I don't know if you've seen this on your little TikTok scrolling.
I have not.
This one real quick.
This modder turned.
So it looks like Red Dead Redemption, but you're throwing Pokeballs to capture the animals.
Or people.
Oh, you can capture people? That's a little screwed up.
Yeah. Just turn that dude into.
Also, when you capture them, they turn into animals. That's less aggressive. That's a weird thing to do, but I love, this is what the internet's for. For silly things where people show off their creativity, and he's now fighting the sea turtle against the snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
And he is blurbs. The guys. There's like a 20-minute video on YouTube.
Did he create it, or is he just the guy that's playing it?
He's the guy, I think he's the one who did it. They made the mod.
Okay. Hopefully we're giving credit to the right person, because I don't know, but it looks cool.
Yeah, because it's this guy right here that's on the little video.
I mean, it's definitely a little bit janky, but it's also not meant to do what he's doing with it. Oh, he's showing the code. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yep.
All right. Now we'll go into PlayStation actual news. We talked about earlier, PlayStation did their mid-month premium and extra games coming out, and there's some good ones on here. They announced Spider-Man 2 is going to be playable if you have the premium or extra, and that's the game I'm gonna play next. Added Test Drive Unlimited, Nevia, N-E-V-A, which looked pretty cool. It's a dog game where you have to run around dog. And apparently the story is like really, it really gets you.
Yeah,
there's a game called Season, A Letter to the Future. Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin, Monster Hunter Stories, which this one you're protecting the monsters instead of going after them. You know, a game called Venba. It's basically a quick, apparently you can get the platinum in this one like in an hour.
Well, I know you're in.
You just make food.
You're in if you can get a platinum that quick.
game called Echoes of the End, Enhanced Edition. They had the first game come out. There were some problems with them. Remember, we talked about this a long time ago. They released it too early, so they did this enhanced version that fixes all the problems. Rugby 25, if you want to play some rugby. And then Disney Pixar's WALL-E coming, which we don't know what it's going to be, how it's going to look, because the original was the PlayStation 2 version. So hopefully they tighten up the graphics on it. Any game you're interested in playing on this list? Think about maybe.
Well, yeah, the Seasons is a game I've wanted to play for a while now. The Season, A Letter to the Future. That may be the second one. I think there's a first one that's just called Seasons, but maybe that's the same one. Anyways, I want to play that. And then I'll probably try the cooking game. Seems okay.
Venba.
And then what was the dog one called?
Dog one right here. Neva.
I'm not going to play all three of them, but I'll probably play some combination of the three of those. I may only end up playing the cooking one.
Neva is a side scroller. When you play or see the trailer or something, it looks like other games out there, but it, from what I hear, the story is what gets people, especially if you're a dog person. I remember seeing
the trailer for it when it was coming out. Yeah, so I don't know. Season may be a game I play, but I need to make sure it's not the second one, because I downloaded one to Xbox and never played it.
The Season came out in 2023.
Maybe that's the same one. Type in Season game.
Only one.
Yeah, it looks like the only one. Yeah, so I may play that because I've wanted to for a while.
All right. So, again, we have some games leaving the PlayStation. So, if you want to get them, make sure you have until February 17th, which is when you listen to this, maybe tomorrow. So, Carto is leaving. Cult of the Lamb. Res Infinite. Saga Frontier Remastered. Super Neptuna RPG. The Ascent. And WWE 2K25. All those games are leaving. Actually, I saw a Cult of the Lamb game out in the wild for Switch.
I actually want to go back and play the latest. I think the last two updates I've missed on Cult of the Lamb. I'd love to go back and get into it, but it's the same problem. It's like I need to reteach myself how to play.
All right, and there's going to be a Helldivers movie coming out, and Jason Momoa is going to be the star. Looks like it's going to be hitting theaters November 10th, 2027. Justin Lin from Fast and Furious is the one that's going to be doing the movie.
How do you feel about that?
I'm okay with it. I like Jason Momoa in his movies. He's probably going to be silly.
He's kind of everywhere right now.
Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. I celebrate his catalog.
Yeah.
The one with the movie with Batista, that was pretty fun.
I haven't watched it yet, but I keep almost watching it, and then I find something I'd rather watch more. Going to eventually watch it.
It's a funny buddy cop movie.
Yeah, I'm eventually going to watch it.
I did watch his Apple TV show, War Chief, and that was really good.
He seems like a fun guy. Outside of acting.
Mm-hmm, he played in War Chief. He actually plays the guy he's related to, so he's a descendant of the person he plays in the show.
That's cool.
All right, so a couple Xbox things really quick. Xbox has announced they are removing social clubs from all the consoles in 2026. I didn't use this.
That might bum me out if I knew what the hell it was.
Yeah. So three games are coming to Game Pass next month. Planet of Lana 2, Children of the Leaf. Is coming to console, PC, and cloud. Replace is coming to console, PC, and cloud. And then a game, Nova Roma, is just coming to PC. Now, this Planet of Lana 2 is a pretty good one from what I'm saying. This one reminds me of that one that you were saying you're playing with the dog.
I did get the one thing I did buy that I didn't play is I purchased the Jurassic World Evolution 3. I got it from the sketchy auction site for $12. It's the one that just came out.
Nice.
So I scooped that one up. I hope to play it, but I never played the second one. I love the first one, so who knows, but...
All right, speaking of Jurassic Park, we have five games leaving. Going to be delisted from Xbox. Sunnyside, Yakuza 3 Remastered, NBA 2K Playgrounds 2, WWE 2K Battlegrounds, and Jurassic Park Classic Games Collection. All be delisted. All right. Nintendo. So Nintendo is sends a DMCA notice to literally everyone that's doing these Nintendo Switch emulators. The one of the guys I work with does not like this at all. We were talking about it, and this is one of the reasons why he hates Nintendo. He said. All right, next one. The Virtual Boy headset has been. It says it can be used with the Zelda, Breath of the Wild, and Mario Odyssey.
I'll tell you, I don't need this, and I really don't want this, but there is a part of me inside that is. There's a chance it pushes me to a poor decision.
Like if you see it in the wild and you're there, you might give in.
Yeah, I don't know what my problem is, but every time I see an ad for this or we talk about it on here, my gut is like, y'all get that. Go ahead and get that coming. And then I think about it. And I'm like, there's no reason to have that. But there is like an urge for me to have these things.
Comes out February 17th. Be on Tuesday if you listen to this.
But it only works with the Switch, right? Not the Switch 2.
I think it's for the Switch. It'll work for the Switch 2. I hear it says Nintendo, but I think it's.
Click on Virtual Boy, just the link there. See what that says.
Yeah, range it when it launches on Nintendo Switch and Nintendo Switch 2.
So it works for both. So it wouldn't be that bad of an investment. I just kind of want it, and I don't have a good reason.
So this is a prediction that possibly could happen. I think if you'll go in, you'll see six of them on a shelf. You won't buy it. If you see one, you'll buy it.
I don't even think they sell them in the stores. Yet, they sell the other controllers. I've never seen any of them either.
This doesn't come out till the 17th, so I give it a couple weeks.
I think you have to buy them from their site.
I think so now, but I wouldn't be surprised if you end up seeing them in a Target or Walmart or a Best Buy.
Because people are. You know, what you don't want is a parent to come in, buy just that, take it home, and realize their kid can't play it without something else. But yeah, I don't know. I could make a poor decision.
The originals are going for anywhere from 280.
Yeah, I love my original.
Yeah, go to Nintendo website. I don't see it on any other website at the moment. All right. Pokemon has opened a website for the 30th anniversary. Looks pretty cool. For Pokemon.
They put the little 30 on Pikachu's cheeks.
All kinds of stuff. Pokemon Go and if you want to go check that out, just go to 30.pokemon.com and you'll see the website. Next one, there's a Metal Gear Solid Master Collection. Volume 1 is coming to Nintendo. 60 FPS. Nintendo Switch 2. These games you can get on PlayStation and that, but I'm doing Nintendo. If you're a Metal Gear fan. Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 2 is also coming. That does have six games with it. I'm sorry, five games with a soundtrack.
I love that they're doing these and they have such a big fan base, but it's a little bittersweet for people because they're never going to get the new Metal Gear they want. Mm-hmm. And so this is really all that they're going to get. So I'm glad they're doing it.
Now, another 30th anniversary is a Cyber Connect 2. He's doing a big anniversary on February 16th. So the day you listen to this, you go to their website. That's some cool stuff. But for Cyber Connect, if you didn't know, they did God Hack, A Little Tail Bronx, Naruto, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, All-Star Battle, Dragon Ball Z, Kakarot, Demon Slayer. They've done some games like that. There's the website. I'm on it right now, but when you go there, you'll go click this YouTube video and it'll show you what they have coming up, their secret thing. All right, now also Nintendo, I've seen this online. So Japan has a lot of trains. They have this Mario 3 themed train on the outside. And I saw this and I thought, this is pretty cool looking. On the picture here is each train car has a different theme on it.
It's pretty badass.
Play it. You can see it as it's going through.
It's like the different levels or the different trains. Yeah. It's fun. It's like a bullet train.
Yeah. But that was pretty cool. Oh, and last little bit of news. We don't do political here, so I'm not going to go into it, but Discord is doing a age verification thing now because of some stuff that's happened. So you have to show your ID if you want to be on Discord to talk. Not going to go into the reason why, you guys can look that up on your own, but if you are in Discord, have a Discord.
I don't think they're getting away from it. I think they're leaving the firm they were with for a different firm.
Right. Because of this, yeah, but they, if you go and try to log in now, it does ask for your identity.
Yeah, they're leaving the firm that has some unfortunate skeletons in the closet.
Yeah, controversy. So that's all the gaming news. I do have some little Lego stuff for you. I saw this online. I thought it was pretty cool. These are some Lego sets that were scrapped. There's this big Howl moving castle, which I was impressed. There's a couple things that this one I thought was pretty cool. This Bob Ross Joy painting, where they have Bob Ross inside the little TV with the painting thing in the background.
So just for some clarity, these were sets that achieved 10,000 votes, but never made.
Yeah, for licensing issues, probably.
Yeah, so they were never like officially Lego sets, if you will. They were just from the ideas section. I'll tell you what's crazy is Bob Ross clears like a 10,000 vote like every few months. A Bob Ross set. So it must just be that the Bob Ross Inc. is not interested in doing a Lego set because several sets have cleared.
Yeah, whoever owns his licensing, the family, or more than likely. But then his son, isn't his son painting or something?
It's all jacked up, dude. His rights are owned by the lady who put him on TV owns all of his rights. So her family controls the rights. It's really messy. Bob did not control his own rights, but it's really messy, but it's a shame, because I'll tell you that both of these are awesome. Both the painting and the little TV with him inside of it. Mm-hmm. I would hope that they would do that as a gift with purchase with the set, but those are both awesome.
Did Krusty Krabs from SpongeBob, Big Turtle, which we talked about this one a little while ago.
Yeah. It's weird that wouldn't be made unless they just don't see that there's a market for it, because there's no reason to not make that one. It's not a licensing problem.
Mm-hmm. Polar Express. We talked about that one before. This is fine with the little, I forgot what cartoon this was from.
That's like the meme thing.
The night, the museum opens up, and then some Jordans, which that's obvious.
Yeah. And I since have rectified that with what they're doing now.
Yeah. Right. Now, Ninjago has going to come out with his 15th anniversary. It's a little race car. It's a Charger, and it's 71867. It's come out, but the minifigures is what people are going. This one right here is the scout cyborg looking.
I don't know anything about Ninjago. I also thought it was set like way back, and I don't think I realized they had vehicles.
Yeah, same.
I don't know anything about Ninjago. I've never watched the cartoon, which I assume you need to understand. I'll tell you that little badass 15-year Ninjago plate's pretty cool that they stand on.
Now, so she's supposed to be a limited edition figure in this. You can get him and the other one. Her, I guess you can't get too
She's
often.
pretty badass. I'm not gonna buy that car to get it, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, the car is going to retail for $89.99. My next one, here's the ducks, the free gift with purchase you were talking about, the duck family. If you want to look at it, it's set 40885. It's a mama duck with two chicks, two yellow chicks, and then a white chick. Or ducklings. I said chicks.
You know, when I first saw this, I was like, because I'm waiting. There's a bunch I want. I've got a gift card. I'm waiting for something that just pops that I'm like, this is the gift with purchase I want. I saw this. I'm like, well, that ain't it. And then the more I looked at it, the more I was like, you know, I kind of like it, but it doesn't fit anything that I have
Right.
or plan on putting up. But I do think it's cute. So now I'm just unsure. I'm unsure what I'm going to do with it. What are the dates on it?
No dates on the record here.
It doesn't run very long. I think it's like the 16th through like the 23rd or something. Like it doesn't run a ton of time. I'm just ready. I want that little cupcake thing. I really thought that would have been around Valentine's, but the penguins didn't do it for me. This doesn't do it for me.
Right. Star Wars has announced a bunch of April sets coming out. Some brickheads, this Mandalorian Grogu from the upcoming movie. I'm gonna get these. There was an AT-RT attack set, a bunch of minifigures. Anzelli's ship is coming, a bunch of figures which people like. They're doing another Razor Crest set for $150.
This is like the third Razor Crest, isn't it?
This one has more minifigures in it. They're doing
I don't know
another
anything about it, but
X-Wing.
the per people are excited about the purple guy that comes with that Razor Crest. That guy. I
And
don't know who
then
he is. I'm not a Star Wars guy, but I keep seeing videos where people are like, you have to buy this set for that guy.
they also announced this Grogu set. It's set 75446. Grogu with like a little shield on the front.
Would look pretty good next to the
The other one.
next to the other ones. I think it'll look really good next to Wicket.
Got the same height.
Yeah, about the same height, the little plaque, all that. Look real cute.
You can take his little body armor or satchel off.
Not my favorite set, but I think it'll sell well.
All right, they also announced the Marsk dual fuel container vessel. They did a one of these sets a long time ago, and it's super expensive, so they're
Yeah, I was
going
going to say,
to
maybe
redo
you can explain this to me because I don't know
it.
much about it, but everyone says like you have to buy this the day it comes out because it will be insanely collectible.
Yeah, the original came out a long time ago, and it's like ungodly.
They're limited edition too, so they don't just make an unlimited amount of these, but people are like going wild about this set. It's a shipping container boat, and people are out of control. You're getting all the new ones that pull up. There's a little set down there with the train. You see it? It's the second row, first one. Second row, first one. It's like a
Train
train
set.
and it's moving the shipping containers around. But people are crazy about it. That one's $550 for that set. The new one's 149, is that right? Are you going to get it?
I'm thinking of because of the collectible aspect of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize it's like such a big draw, but people are all over it. Got me thinking.
If you want to save and make some more, or they're doing it just to get people in there to buy it, and it won't be.
Yeah, it's true.
If you're interested, set 40955 comes out in March. Right, next one, here's the sea otter you were talking about. It said 21366. it's gonna be $120 floating sea otter.
There's a lot of hot takes. Otters, but it's got a baby.
Yeah,
that's a baby on its chest that you can remove. Real hot take when this first came out. People were upset that it did not look like the Lego Ideas one, but people have cooled on it now that they've seen some of the features and they seem to be pretty excited about it.
I'm not going to get it. It looks cool, but not for me.
It was one of the first time I've heard a builder talk about the complications, like the, like what made it hard. And the video I saw, he spoke about how the set, even though it was very flat and it just didn't read well as like on a shelf.
The original.
Yeah. And I still think the original looks better in a lot of ways. But they said it was so flat and didn't have any posability. And when they tried to add some verticality to it, the otter didn't look right. So in order to do it, they added the baby to try to round it out some. Don't you think it kind of looks better? The Ideas one? It doesn't look as real. It's like more of a cartoony.
Yeah, the new one looks more cartoony. I think the new one's face looks a little better.
The new one's face looks better, but the old one's body looks better. But there's some cool things like you can snap two of these sets together and then one of their hands flips around so you can make them hold hands. I mean, they really thought it through. Like when you see the details, the fact that the baby's removable, the hands and feet are completely posable. I mean, they did jazz it up. But it's a little hard to see that that's a baby until you like really focus and look. Kind of looks like a fat tum tum. But yeah, it's one of the few times where I feel like the Lego Ideas set doesn't transfer over, or they don't find a way to incorporate it a little better. Cause the next one you're going to talk about, they didn't transfer over, but they incorporated it.
The next one we'll talk about is the Snoopy, set. It's at 21368. You have, the little dog house with Snoopy, the red house, and it's got bird. I always forget the bird's name with on the typewriter and Snoopy.
So what's so interesting about this is Woodstock is the name too. What's so interesting about this is when this went through the Ideas set, it was just what's inside the house, which is the Snoopy, Woodstock, and a campfire roasting marshmallows. That was the Ideas set. They got approved, and then they built the house around it. And then if you lift the house up, the original Ideas set is inside of it, which is adorable. It's such a clean idea to incorporate a set that wasn't maybe Snoopy enough. Snoopy's posable in three different ways. It comes with Woodstock and his little typewriter. You can also have Snoopy lay on his back on top of the house too. He's made to lay that way. So you can recreate that iconic scene too. But very, very cool adaptation of the idea set.
When I remember seeing this version right here.
Yep.
I was like, no. Then I saw this. I was like, yes.
See, this is like the opposite of the otter, where like I don't think there's anyone who'll tell you they didn't make this idea set better, because it includes the original idea set, but then they also very much made it Snoopy. Not a Peanuts guy, but I'll tell you this is compelling. It's a very good looking set.
It's at $89.99, so it's a good price. I think it for compared to the otter being at $119, this would be a better buy. All right, next one. We talked about, sent you a message. It's a happy plants coming. Lego set 11506. It's not official, but some pictures have leaked online of it. And it's like a little pink, the pink guy, and then a little green, a neon green, neon yellowish green. The pink one has a little more happier face, has like a little smile on it. With the mouth open. If this is what actually does come, I'm excited for. I don't know what kind of flowers they are with it or the plants. It looks like some roses or something, like the pink one's a little rose bush, and then the greenish yellow one, some kind of beanstalk thing on the top of it. If you're more of a plant guy, you might know what.
It's hard to tell what they are from there. I mean, I'm sure if I saw the pictures, it would make sense, but those are so freaking cute. And I hope they just keep on. Now, I'm telling you, they are missing out on just making happy plants. Like, if they made sad plants, too. Or angry plants.
You can reverse it.
Yeah, all they have to do is just come with a bunch of faces.
Or you could put the other face on the back where you know, we're not looking at.
Where you could flip it around. Yeah, I just think it'd be fun if they came with like four face plates for different emotions and made it to where it was easy to like pop them on and off. Like you just got to take those two bricks off if you want to change the face out. So you're a little grumpy that day, you put the grumpy face on and when they're on your desk.
So I've seen somebody, I meant to send you a video of it. Some guy bought, or one builder bought a bunch of the yellow and a bunch of the blue, and he made a big, huge pot. Like, I mean, he was picking up with both hands.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. And then the whole inside, like, lifted out. And
yeah, it's really cool. I love the happy plants. They are the best set of last year. I hate those. There's people repurposing them. See, that's what's so cool about that set is you could take the trunks and basically build any plant you want on top. It's very fun. Very great idea.
All right, next one. The Brick Designer Series 10 crowd support is going online right now. There are 599 sets to choose from. You can vote right now if you want to. I'm sorry, you can review them from February 20th to March 19th. Not going to go through all 599 of them.
The next set's coming up soon. It's like the 20-something of February.
So the next pre-order, it comes on February 16th.
Oh, yeah. It's 1 day, 23 hours. Have you locked in your purchases? Not 23 minutes. Yeah. Have you locked in your purchase? You know what you're getting?
Walt for sure.
Just Walt?
That might be it.
Yeah. As of today, I'm still out on everything. I did see a video of them showing the sushi restaurant off, like live, the guy who made it. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Like if you're doing modular buildings, it is freaking awesome. It is decked out. That train is movable from side to side. Like it is a really, really nice set. I just don't, that's not the theme I'm collecting, which my theme is chaos anyways, but it's like, that doesn't really fit. I'm torn with the antique collection because I should love it.
I'm too, because of the little minifigures.
I love the stuff inside of it. Yeah.
Inside.
The series before just shipped also. So I don't know if you saw that, but they went ahead and charged me all the ungodly money from where I got the gold mine and the off-road adventure. So those just shipped. You should have got your notice. But you get the Art Factory and
the Outlaw Force.
Yeah. So I just got that saying they were getting ready to ship, and then my card got charged.
Yeah, I did see that. I got an email saying that they're going to redo one of the other series where you can go back and buy. And when I logged in, they were sold out.
Yeah. Last time they did that, it was the same deal where it went like instantly.
Series 8, I'm torn between the Best Smart Keep, the University of Science, and Hot Air Balloon. Those are the three right now.
I'm going to get the hot air balloon only, but I will tell you, I think the University of Science is awesome. It's also going to be like $350 probably.
I think both of the castle and the keep and this.
See, the castle being like $249 and maybe, maybe $199, $179. I don't know. It's big when it folds up.
Once we get the final version, we'll see, because they haven't even announced.
Yeah, Walt looks better in the final version than he did. He still isn't great for me, but he looks better. He also comes with like a shipping container full of like accessories.
Series 9, I know you're going to get the pumpkin patch.
Pumpkin patch is a day one. I may even buy two pumpkin patches. They look so good. I think the Sleepy Dragon Inn looks awesome, especially if you're getting the Alchemist Jack. The Freight Depot is super cool if you're into that kind of thing. A friend of the show, Marshall 205, should get the Wild West Blacksmith. It is a super sexy set.
Yes.
The Fisherman's Village is also quite, quite adorable. And if I was going to get a second one, it would be the Fisherman's Village.
Yeah, I don't know if I would. I'm not sold on any of them. If I did any, it might be the Sleepy Dragon just to resell it.
Yeah, I'm 100% getting the pumpkin patch. So I love everything about the pumpkin patch. Now, what's interesting is Lego has done a little pumpkin that was a poly bag, I think. And it was like a scaled down version of that same thing. It had the scarecrow and everything. The way that's built is very fun hole. The way they layer the base plates like that is very fun hole. If you've ever done a fun hole set or a Lumi Bricks, they are all layered base plates. And it feels like a Lumi Bricks set with Lego pieces.
Interested to see what the final version is going to be when it comes.
Yeah, I hope it comes with that carved pumpkin. The jack-o'-lantern over there. Hope they stick with that. But that's a great set. I can't wait for it. Even the I'm telling you, that wood on the roof like that is a Lumi Bricks staple. Like that is that looks like a Lumi Bricks set.
Right, and that's all I have for today.
That's all I have to.
If you, as usual, like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to contact me on our socials, at @game_stitch, at OFNShow, on Instagram or X, Twitter. This is episode 677. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Bye, everybody.
Good night.